This is a dictation for Dion Sykes, senior. Date of birth 12/24/1969. Date of accident is 12/30/2022. Date of service is 5/18/2023. This dictation was not done before. Kindly help in dictating, in typing. Here, the patient is complaining that his walking is painful, although his pain in the lower back is slightly better. It is only 4. Headaches are reported to be 4. And the knee pain is also 4 today. And so he reports that there is no pain in the shoulder at all. And the chest pain is gone, and he can breathe much better. And other than that, he reports that there is some pain in the neck that is still going on. And he is undergoing physical therapy as well as chiropractic treatment. Headaches are also improving. He reports that he had an EMG at Henry Ford Hospital in March 29, but we haven't got it. His MRIs were done in March 23 at VA Hospital that we have. So his pain level is from 4 to 7, and he reports shooting of the pain from the lower back to the left buttock and left leg laterally all the way down to the ankle, and it is 2 or 3 times per day, and it is 5 on the intensity scale of 1 to 10. The lower back usually is 4 to 5, and neck pain is also around 4 to 5 today. No chest pain is reported, as he has a history of injury to the left lung with the pleurisy and or organized hematoma. Pain level is from 4 to 7, ADLs are affected 6, and patient reports 80% improvement on the treatments. Kindly use the chart for reviewing the ADLs, the system review, as well as additional history, substance abuse, and he uses marijuana, and medical exam or physical exam is as follows. The blood pressure is 182/102, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 4/18/2023, dictation number 0424-008. Plan is to is to continue all the therapy, chiropractic treatment, therapy 2 times per week along with massage, acupuncture. They're all okay with me. Disability for work and housework. Transportation has been added. Patient is continuing his treatment, most of it at VA hospital, which is fine. His labs and MAPs have been reviewed. The patient is otherwise stable. Is continuing on gabapentin, on Celebrex, Flexeril, Tylenol, codeine for pain, and Furoscid for headaches. And he reports a good sleep and good recovery. The MRIs do show a disc herniation at the level of T6 vertebra is wedging, and there is some fluid collection in the left anterior chest wall representing loculated pleural effusion, organized hematoma. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C4-5 and C6-7 and osteophytes at C3-4, C5-6 causing the disc issues and spinal cord space. There is also a herniated disc at T12 and L1 as well as at L4, L5 there is a bulging disc. The MRIs are discussed in detail. All the options have been discussed. Patient is advised regarding lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection to bring him further relief. The patient will make his choice. If he agrees and provides consent, we'll be more than happy to do the injection for him. Other than that, patient has been discussed with yoga, traction of the neck, and home exercise as well as. He has been advised to join a gym and go to Detroit Rehab for water aerobics or Mayor Coleman Young Center. Thank you.